For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the Eastside Liquor Halftime Podcast.
Oh, intermission.
No, it's halftime.
Stop by 9390 Rogers Avenue for the best liquor, beer, and wine deals in the River Valley.
Arkansas wins the national championship!
Check out Eastside Liquor on Facebook for weekly specials.
Say goodbye! Darren McFadden, 80 yards, touchdown!
Do you want to watch the Morning Rush, Halftime, Even, Ruskin, and Zach? Find our live video stream on Facebook, YouTube, X, Instagram, and Twitch. ESPN Arkansas, more than just radio.
Aaron Torres from the Aaron Torres Sports Podcast and Aaron Torres Media, Fox Sports Radio. Good morning, AT. As you just asked me the question, and I see you ask the question on your social media all the time, especially when the Razorbacks get a big commit, will you tell me what is going to stop the big pig invasion?
What is going to stop the big pig? You know what's going to stop the big pig invasion, Phil? A scholarship limit. I mean, eventually we're going to have a full roster. He's not going to be able to recruit anymore. But listen, you know, I know the last couple weeks there's been a lot of back and forth between both the Kentucky and Arkansas fan bases. I think this proves, you know, Calipari is a huge brand unto himself. I think there was a lot of speculation, not by me, but by some, like, oh, you know, I mean, you commit to Kentucky, but are you really going to go to Arkansas if you've never, you know, if you have no ties to the school, whatever? Well, essentially, let's just say this. Three out of the four guys that he really wanted are following him. Obviously, there's a lot of speculation on Jaden Quaintance. I don't know what's true and what's not and why he eliminated Arkansas. But I think that speaks to the brand of John Calipari, and I think it's something Arkansas fans will embrace. Is it's not just talented people. It's loyal people. They love him. Kenny Payne could have gone to the NBA, comes to Arkansas. Chin Coleman has called Calipari the GOAT in interviews. And so I think what it speaks to is, you know, Calipari's a man of his word. And I think more importantly, you know, people are loyal to him. People love him. People swear by him. And obviously, you know, really four big-time players if you include Big Z. But, you know, the three high school recruits plus Big Z. Now we get ready for a portal weekend, and the Big Pig Invasion ain't slowing down, baby. Big Pig Invasion ain't slowing down.
That's exactly right, man. I mean, it felt like with Richmond and with Carter Knox and with Fland, it was just going to happen as soon as they came and visited. You know, a guy like Jonas Adu, I mean, he's got other suitors. He's more of a known quantity, I guess it might be the right way to put it, because he's already played big-time college basketball, so he's making other visits too. That's a different thing than getting a Richmond or a Knox or somebody that was already committed to Cal as a high schooler, even in the case of like Knox and Richmond, where they have, you know, connections, family connections to him. Adu's a different story. That's also somebody you'd love to get. Someone that just kind of destroyed Arkansas when he played against him.
Well, what I'd even say about Jonas Adu is you're 100% right, Phil. It's a different beast. And you know, the portal, by the way, even guys that you have a relationship with in the portal, is, I think it has become largely transactional now. Like, it sucks. You don't want it. You don't want this to be where college sports is, but it is, in fact, where it is. But what I would also say about Adu is, you know, the fact that you got him on campus, period, I think is a great testament to Coach Cal and what he's going to be building for next year. Is that, one, you know, I know that a lot of people, you know, I had heard, I don't have this on great authority, but that Baylor was the favorite. And I think there were people that thought that Baylor, basically we weren't going to get out of last weekend without Jonas Adu being a Baylor Bear. And so the fact that you even get him on campus, I think, is a testament to the brand, to Calipari, whatever. Now, Of course, Adu is from Carolina. He's going to visit Carolina, supposedly, after this one. But I think, you know, the portal is a completely different beast. And, yeah, you're not going to win with four players total, three of them being freshmen. You obviously need some veterans. But, you know, you're targeting the biggest names. There seems to be interest. We've seen the rumors about John L. Davis. You know, Brandon Garrison is going to be there this week. I would assume that at some point DJ Wagner, who I think I'm higher on than most people, is going to at least visit Arkansas, if not seriously consider it, and maybe even submit. So it's great to have the freshmen. To your point, everybody's in the portal right now, but it seems like you're targeting the biggest names, the most talent, and I think even more importantly, talent that fits the other guys that you already have in the program as well.
Hey, Aaron, how good is it Kadari Richmond?
Oh, he's good. Well, he's really good. You know, I mean, he, first of all, you know, he entered the portal after his true freshman year. He played at Syracuse. That was when Boeheim was still there. And I think even then people said, this is a guy that has, you know, some real NBA upside to him. Goes to Seton Hall this year, whatever it was, you know, 16-7-7 or whatever it was. Really talented player. You know, I do think St. John's thinks that they're in pretty good shape with him. You can get that kid on campus. I mean, that is a big, big, big win. But he's as good as any guard that's entered the portal. You know, has his moments. I mean, listen, if anybody was the perfect player, they wouldn't be in college. They'd be in the NBA. But I think as far as guards and lead guards specifically, him entering yesterday is about as big a news as we've had all offseason from the portal perspective.
What's up with Alabama? I forget. What was the name of the kid who just transferred over from
Rylan Griffin?
Rylan Griffin. That's right. That one kind of came by surprise, kind of the same as Jeremy Roach leaving Duke, you know, transferring to Baylor. I mean, it's a great program, but team captain at Duke, it's just, you know, I guess these kind of felt almost the same.
Yeah, the Bama stuff is interesting. And, you know, I was kind of the guy leading the charge. I was leading the charge all year that they were a year ahead of schedule and, the next year is the year they're building for. And so they get out of the final, they make a Final Four, which obviously first time in school history, it was really cool to be part of that and to see them there down in Phoenix. But then, you know, you assume that most of the marquee players that can come back will, and that if anything, a Mark Sears is going to test the NBA draft waters. Grant Nelson said after the game he's going to test the NBA draft waters. But to lose a guy who, you know, I don't know. I mean, was he the sixth? All I know is he scored double figures in three of their last four tournament games. And so I just bring it up because you're clearly getting playing time. You're clearly getting shots. I don't want to speculate or you know, start rumors or anything, but I found that one weird when he entered the portal to begin with. And then to go to Kansas, I know that had been speculated for a while, but you know, Kansas has added kind of three either backcourt or wing players this offseason in the portal already. And so you just wonder, are you going for a bigger role? What do you go, you know, obviously we know we're in an NIL world, but you wouldn't think that Alabama would strictly be getting outbid. So that's one I haven't totally figured out. But I would also say with Bama, too, Nate Oates has proven they're going to be fine and they're going to be really well coached. And I'm not too worried about them. But that was one of the more surprising ones I think I've seen all offseason, Phil, to be honest.
You know, our conversations about college basketball have extended farther into April than I can ever remember. Ooh, since I've been doing
no
this
doubt.
Show. Well, I just want to play devil's advocate for a quick moment with those who say that the transfer portal is bad for college basketball. And I see all the points that they make, and I think that a lot of them are really good points. But we just watched the first round of the NFL draft. That's the thing that really took the NFL from something that was about a season where you're playing and turned it into a year-long industry. And now they've extended the playoffs out, and it really is 12 months a year. College football, 12 months a year, man. This transfer portal, and I know a lot of this also has to do with the coaching carousel, but the portal goes along with that now. Nobody's talked about college basketball this late into April that I remember at this level, at least as far as I've been doing this show. And the more I always hear, the more you talk about something, the better it is for that industry.
Phil, there's zero doubt. And, you know, listen, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, but I was on this pretty early, is that these are, and, you know, and I think the other thing, too, is that you just follow what the fans want. And so when I see the reaction, even 2-3 years ago, I do a portal segment, roundup, update, whatever, people were really into it. And so I've just rode that wave. Now, I do think, to your point, and I, by the way, I said this the night that John Calipari unofficially accepted the job that Sunday night. I said, this is going to be the biggest college basketball boon of content that we've maybe ever seen, because obviously at the time Kentucky was in the midst of a coaching search, and both Kentucky and Arkansas were essentially going to have to replace like 12, 13, 14 scholarship players. And so I said from the beginning, I said, this is going to be the biggest content thing that we've ever seen in college basketball. But to your point, I've said this for about 2 or 3 years, is that I love college hoops, but really up until about 3 summers ago, it was maybe there's a 5-star that hasn't committed. I remember 1 year Chet Holmgren kind of waited till, you know, May or June or whatever, maybe not May, but late April. You know, every once in a while there would be a kid that decommitted, there was nothing there. And then it's just like April just becomes another month where it's like now, I mean, I can't speak for you guys, but I'm guessing you probably had all sorts of, I don't want to say records, but like I'm guessing the interest in what you're doing is probably at a level that you probably haven't seen much in April, especially for basketball. I know for me, it's without a question. And so I agree with you, is that I think it's like a free agency period. And I think beyond that, it kind of comes after the season, where I think even college football, that portal window is kind of overlapping with bowl season. It kind of overlaps with the playoff prep. And it's like, I don't feel like the portal season gets the full excitement that it should. Where college basketball, it really is kind of a natural postseason free agency that, to your point, Phil, we're a full 3 weeks removed from the Final Four, and we're still full speed ahead. And guess what, guys? Arkansas still got like 7 more scholarships to fill, so it's not like we're going to be stopping talking about this anytime soon.
That's exactly right. That was going to be the next point I make, and this is going to last for quite a while. AT, we're right up against it, man. We'll leave it there. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of the NFL draft, and who knows who commits by the time we talk next week.
All right, guys. Good luck. I wish you luck trying to stop the Big Pig invasion. Nobody has yet. Good luck.
None of us here are trying to stop that. We're just trying to get on top of the pig and ride it as it invades whatever it is it's going to invade. Hey.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe. and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
Bet Online is the number one source for all your sports betting this season and every season. You'll find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends all at Bet Online. Bet Online features live betting, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. The fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Go to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code BELIEVE to receive your rewards. Bet Online, where the game starts.
Try the new Traveler Whiskey, a Chris Stapleton and Harlan Wheatley collaboration. A great buy. Also, Hard Truth, Sweet Mash, Bourbon, and Rye are available. Only at Eastside Liquor, 9390 Rogers Avenue in Fort Smith.
We're live at Lumber One, Industrial Park Drive, Van Buren, celebrating 22 years. Customer appreciation. And, boy, nothing has slowed down here at all. Folks are walking through the aisles, getting a look at any, I keep calling it stuff. I should probably use the term merchandise because we're in a professional location here. It's not just stuff. You got some cool stuff, you know. Tell me about your merchandise, sir. Everything from Diablo to DeWalt, Senco, Griprite, Kwikset, everything. Milwaukee. It's a great place to be.
It's a Tim the Toolman Taylor type of spot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. I see the story coming here about the Baltimore Ravens. You know, they picked Nate Wiggins, cornerback out of Clemson.
I like him.
They took him after getting constant reminders from Dabo Swinney that he was still on the board. And apparently Swinney had texted a bunch of other teams the same thing to remind them that his guy is still available. You gotta like that.
Do you remember what Dabo said about Deshaun Watson when he came out?
Mm-mm.
He said, if you pass on him, you're passing on the Michael Jordan of quarterbacks. He loves his guys. You heard Saban talking about his guys. You gotta kind of take a little bit of it. But that's why you would love to play for Dabo Swinney. Like, if you're a college kid, and because once you're with him and y'all are together, he's got your back and you believe it. So. But, yeah, saying that, and Deshaun Watson's a G. I mean, he's really good at being quarterback. He had some stuff off the field, and he's kind of getting back into it. But as far as talent-wise, but I remember his comment saying, if you pass on Deshaun Watson, you're passing on the Michael Jordans of quarterbacks. Yeah.
What'd you think, speaking of coaches, what'd you think of Saban yesterday? It was like the first episode of College Game Day for next year, in a sense.
I loved all his sales pitches. I loved what he stands for, how he goes about it. You know, you're a salesman. That's for sure. You're always selling a message and being true to it. And I think he's been preaching the same message for years. So I think that's who he is. How do you not want to hear Saban talk football? Like, if I was like, Herb Street, shut up. You know, like, he keeps talking over him, and you're like, hey, Herbie. But he's excited too. You know, like, everybody's got to be excited to be around him. And there's nothing worse than radio or television with people trying to talk over each other. And there was a little bit of that, but I'm a Saban fan. I like that's another coach that you'd love to play for.
I still love hearing when he gets just a little fired up. When he starts dropping in the eye and starts moving his hands, you know, kind of like he's chopping meat.
A three-way player. Yeah. You got to be able to go this. Yeah.
Those hands just keep chopping meat. Maybe it's chopping broccoli. I don't know. But, I mean, he's working with something there.
What about your DN, Chop, from Penn State? Man, his story was so cool watching him. I think that's another guy, Phil. I know I told you this when we got here. I really believe the position players that were picked in this draft are going to be stars. It's just weird how it goes with this six quarterbacks going in the first 12 picks. But those first couple position players off the board, man, they're going to be stars.
Who all right, but the quarterbacks are the story.
He went to Miami. That's Alyssa Orange's team. That's why I remember. Yeah, yeah. They got a good one right there. Yeah.
But the quarterbacks are the story here.
That's the story. You gotta have one and you can't win. That's the first and foremost, you gotta have a quarterback. Atlanta went from having zero to having two.
I wonder with Jaden Daniels, is he RG3, the second coming, you know, a guy that's gonna have a great rookie year but isn't protected, gets injured, you know, get out and run. I mean, he's kind of profiles as the same kind of player that Griffin was.
I think he's going to struggle. And I'm not against the kid in any way. I want him to win every Super Bowl. I want all these kids to have success. Mm-hmm. But I think the Commanders reached on him. I think he's going to struggle.
I think there's just the feeling of
that division
of pressure to draft a quarterback. Yeah. And look, I mean, what were they going to do? They were going to stick with who was back there for them this last year? I can't even remember who was a quarterback.
Well, they fired Del Rio was their D coordinator. They fired some coaches. Remember, they had signed the OC Bellamy from Kansas City a couple years. They kept trying to get to the right guy, but they were a mess last year. That's why they were picking two in the draft.
Here we go. Charlie on hold here. We got a little bit of time for phone calls. Next segment's going to be James Teague from the Teague Law Firm talking Arkansas baseball and something about the law. Let's go to the McLarty Daniel hotline. Here is Charlie. What's up, Charlie? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm about to try to lay the law down for you guys real quick. I'm about to lay it down. All right, listen. Matt Jones, who is honking at me? Hold on. Oh my God!
Are we having a road rage segment now, Charlie? You and Cody are the two chillest callers that we ever have. Are we about to have a road rage segment?
No. Somebody brought me something to eat. But anyway, Matt, you're talking about reaching? I think that happens in general for quarterbacks. Do you think Atlanta reached there for Penix? I actually like the situation for Penix though, because. Although I did see a little post that said Cousins wasn't too happy about it. Like, dude, you're coming off a torn Achilles. And, you know, they're a little worried about that. But if Penix can sit a year or two, what do you think about his chances? I worry that he because I know Aaron Rodgers, when he came out, there was, like, documented, like, he had a throwing motion that was too much of a windup. So he kind of changed it. But he had time to do that. He had 3 years to sit for Cousins. I mean, I think he's got – what do you think he has, Matt? Maybe 2 or 3 years left? Because I don't know how he's going to look after this injury. So that's my question with him. And Phil, on baseball, are they throwing out that crazy first baseman tonight?
No, they don't start Caglione until the third game of a series. So he'd pitch.
Okay.
And I think they got to figure out what to do about Sunday, because Sunday looks like a wash. And I just feel like we'll have the same kind of
y'all
weekend like we had.
Good weekend too.
Yeah, you got it. Penix is going to be 24 early next month.
Yeah,
24 early next month. What's the Cousins contract? 3 years? So Cousins is 35. He's 38 when that contract comes to an end. Maybe he is near the end of his career. I mean, he's coming off of AC of the Achilles tear. I mean, that's not where you're going to have these two older quarterbacks that are trying to bounce back from that same injury. They obviously the Falcons must have seen everything they need to see as far as the injury is concerned, because they signed him to $100 million guaranteed. But I mean, this is an idea of a guy who's 24 that. If Cousins plays out the contract, he doesn't really start his career until he's 27.
Well, Cousins is a B quarterback. He's not a quarterback that's on the list that can win a Super Bowl. For Michael Penix, this is the 100% the best situation you could dream of. You get to come in and learn from a pro, from a veteran. Cousins is ran the Redskins. He ran the Vikings, so he knows what he's doing. Man, glean everything you can. Soak it up. Watch how he goes about it. If you're Raheem Morris, you're thinking, well, am I going to be here in 4 years to even coach this kid? I thought the kid from Texas, that D tackle, he was. I mean, I think that's a steal. I think he went 15 to the. No, he went 16 to the Seahawks. I thought the hometown kid, Brock Bowers, the tight end, would have been a guy there. But Cousins is he's not going to elevate them and win a Super Bowl, but he can teach Penix the right ways. And then maybe in 2 years, Penix is your quarterback, and maybe you can still trade Cousins for something. But it doesn't help them win right away.
Spencer Rattler is still out there. I think he's going to be. I think he could be a good.
It kind of reminds me of Jeff Garcia. You remember Jeff Garcia?
Yes.
I think that's kind of the mold of a Spencer. Like, he kind of reminds me of somebody like that.
Jeff Garcia hung around in the NFL for a long time.
He was a serviceable starter. Yeah.
I think Rattler could turn into a pretty good NFL quarterback. I just wonder about Penix. Is he really? I mean, that's an eighth overall pick. You pick somebody eighth overall, you're expecting that player to be a star. Is Penix going to be a star?
Well, and that's the thing. So if you start it, Kurt knows this. You're getting your money, which that's good and all, but competitors, and he wants to compete. But if you go 6-10 at Atlanta this year, then they're going to be shouting, "We got to start Penix next year." They're going to be ready to move. So it's kind of controversy right in the way. So you better hope that Penix is the guy, and that's what they're doing. He must have been their number one quarterback. I thought you could have dropped back and got him if you could have found a way to make a trade or get back a little bit. But there were still so many, I think, stars that went after that, that are position players that could have helped you win right away.
Well, I mean, and it's not up to me to make a decision about whether or not he's going to be a star or not. Obviously, the folks with the Falcons fell in love with him. Otherwise, you wouldn't have taken him where you did.
I like Penix. I'm a fan of Penix, yeah.
877-377-6963. For calls and texts, anything you want to get into on the NFL draft, which resumes later tonight at 6 o'clock, right about the time that we should get going with Arkansas baseball, hopefully 5:30 airtime, as it does continue to rain here in Van Buren, and looks like it's still raining up in Fayetteville as well.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas is the perfect destination for your next getaway. Join them for a romantic Valentine's Day getaway with a special dinner or romance package. Or if you're coming to town for live racing, they've got room for you every weekend, including Martin Luther King Day weekend and President's Day weekend. Experience all the luxury and hospitality of a Grand Southern Hotel. The accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit arlingtonhotel.com for more details. That's ArlingtonHotel.com.
Hickey & Hole Law Partners are now here for you and all your legal needs in Mena and the Little Rock area. Hickey & Hole Law Partners, specializing in divorce, custody case, civil litigations, and more. Having over 7 decades of combined experience to better serve you and the community you live in. Please visit KevinHickeyLaw.com or call us at 479-434-2414 for a consultation or come by an office nearest you. Things are about to get better.
I hate going into weekends where you just know you're just going to have some trouble getting the games in when you want to get them in. I do think, though.
It's over today.
Well, not up in Fayetteville. Oh. Sunday it's going to be raining.
Okay.
People count. We got our little own stage here at Lumber One, jokingly calling it a stage, up at the top of the landing by the stairwell in the back of the showroom here, where you can hear the din of the crowd below. Yeah, they've kept this place jam-packed just about. For folks to come in at Industrial Park Drive, get a hot dog, get a burger, something to eat, register for the prizes from DeWalt Tools, door prizes up at the front, and then just kind of walk through here. Everybody's got their offices on the upstairs, and they're all asking, "We playing tonight?" Everybody's nervous if we're going to play tonight. Yes, I do think we're going to get this game in tonight. May have to dodge a couple of raindrops here or there, but at this point of the day, a little after 12:30 in the afternoon, you start trusting some of the reports for the next few hours, and it should stop raining in Fayetteville. If it hasn't already, it should stop soon. And then you're into the 15-25% chance of rain for just about the remainder of the day. You get up to 33% about 10 o'clock, but by then, if the game does start at 6, and Hagan Smith is doing his thing, the ballpark should be empty by then. So I do feel pretty good about the ability of getting this game in. I like the idea of them moving it up to 6, and so we'll get it on at 5:30 today. But that's always the thing, man. I told you, I think I mentioned it to you last week, I feel almost like I'm back in the minor leagues, because anytime I would walk through the clubhouse, doesn't matter if we were home or road, because I'm the person that they viewed as media, that means I had the best weather reports. You walk through the visiting clubhouse, you walk through the home clubhouse, and sometimes they want to ask about their stats or about an official scoring decision or whoever's pitching for them, but on a day like this, they just want to know, are they going to cancel the game? Are we playing or what? And hey, I didn't get a degree in meteorology. all I know is how to talk baseball and everything. I'm here in the same boat as you guys, and I'm kind of the same with everybody asking me here today. I don't know, but I do think we'll play tonight.
Do you ever tell them April showers bring May flowers?
That's the thing about college baseball that just make that just that I hate, because April is really the month that the regular season kind of gets decided. Look, I mean, you're starting in mid-February. Your conference season starts in the middle of March. And then by the time you get to April, can we just have the flowers instead of the showers? I love flowers. Don't get me wrong. I know we need the rain and everything, but maybe we could concentrate it to, a Wednesday when we're not playing, or a Thursday. Is it okay if I pick and choose the day that it rains?
Choose your own weather, yeah. I think you're right. What I saw, I think, you know, by 2 o'clock you'll definitely be able to tell if you're going to get in. I think you'll get in the game today. I think you'll be all right today.
Looking back on A.J. Reed's 2014 season, he was the Golden Spikes winner, won all the awards at Kentucky, and we're just bringing him up with James. Look at the season he had here. This was the year before I started doing Arkansas baseball games, and Reed was a first baseman and a pitcher, left-handed pitcher. He hit .336 with 23 home runs, knocked in 73, and then as a pitcher, he went 12-2 with a .209 earned run average. Like, that's nuts, especially because those are the days where I think the baseballs then still had much higher seams.
Mm-hmm.
So it was harder to hit the ball far.
Because the drag?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, and I think it was the next year that the baseballs in college, the seams got flatter, and so you notice that the numbers jumped up a little bit. We're in a place, I think, now with college baseball where you've hit more of a sweet spot in the equipment, the bats. You don't have to change the bats too much with the BB core, and the balls are in a pretty good position. But so for him to hit 23 homers that year, I mean, you really got to hit it to get that ball out of the ballpark. But he never pitched in the major leagues, and he didn't stick in the major leagues. He's a second-round pick. So, you know, you'd expect a guy that has that kind of year to be a first-rounder, but he went in the second round and never pitched in the big leagues. I don't think he ever pitched in minor league baseball. Well, no, he did make one appearance as a pitcher. That's right, in the majors. Reed threw one inning for the White Sox in 2019. And someone had texted in about Brett Eibner. Eibner was really good as a pitcher and as a hitter at Arkansas. And then I don't remember if he did two ways on his way up. Because I remember watching him play for the Naturals, and he just played center field. And he was good. But he did have a comeback in which he did pitch in minor league baseball. I don't remember if Eibner pitched in a big league game as he got back up there from Triple A. Okay, so there's the first sound of an actual power tool that I've heard here at Lumber One. And that was just a good old-fashioned blower. They're putting on a display of, I guess right now, this gentleman is drying off his boots because it's wet outside. So it's a two-way thing. It's good. That would be a much safer tool that you can actually try here. You know, maybe a little different from the replicating saws, which I still don't know any of what these things do. It's just JT in Hot Springs warned me that I could cut my arm off, and I could probably, you know, I could probably just cut a very nice, thick slice through my neck without knowing what I'm doing with it. You can play with the blowers inside Lumber One, but stay away from the sharp stuff. You probably need gloves and eyewear protection for that. That's the first power tool we've heard.
That sounded good. You could probably multi-use. You know, you probably blow some blow the leaves off. You could move some of the water puddles out of the way. Dry your shoes, like you said. Yeah.
You don't even have to throw them in the dryer. That's right. Yeah, come on out to Lumber One. We are at Industrial Park Drive. This is the location's been open since August of 2023. Used to be over by the airport. We'll have Bill from Section 101 coming up in a little bit to tell us about some of the things they've got potentially on special, or what it is that you can win. There's all these different. Now I can see that. That's a DeWalt drill. Now, that's something I could trust myself with.
Sharp.
That's something I could trust myself with. It's nothing that's too sharp, nothing that, you know, as long as I keep it pointed out from the other side of my body instead of inward, I think I'll be okay.
No, it's all first-class stuff here. They got it going on.
JT says no gloves when using saws. See? I mean, he knows. I don't know. And JT, I'm going to be looking around here, maybe thinking about building a home studio. I'm saying that like half jokingly, because that would be, if I move into another house, I would love to have a little area that's perfect for radio. You've been in my house. That area where I do the
it's a nice area.
I mean, it's a decent area, but you're not supposed to be doing radio in a tiled room. It doesn't work very well. It's like having a radio booth at a baseball park with marble counters, which is what you got at Ole Miss. It doesn't make sense because the sound bounces off of it. I need carpet, or I need those kind of like soft egg crates that you can stick on the wall. Something that eats the sound up instead of, well, something where you wouldn't have even been able to hear this thing. Scott asks, what's a replicating saw? Scott, I'd like to ask you that question. Do you have any idea what a replicating saw is?
They have tutorials, and you can come down, take a class. I think if you've made it to the age of 40 and you don't know what a replicating saw is,
then you don't need to know.
Probably let the people that know how to use it use it.
Tell you what, Scott, in a moment we'll have one of the experts that actually owns the location. He is Mr. Power Tool. He's the one who will let me know.
Oh, they're getting a purchase too.
Exactly.
That's that good stuff right there.
What DeWalt. A power tool is. Yeah,
they liked it.
Is he actually buying the blower that he just tested out.
Nice.
And it's like we just...
I wonder how long those charges last.
We just narrated a full transaction.
Yeah. Do they come with an extra, with an extra charger? They got it. You got to think. I mean, they're working people here.
Okay, so
it's got to last at least for an hour, right?
Scott may have corrected me properly about this, because I don't know if it's a replicating saw, and he says a reciprocating saw. Now it's coming in. JT says it's a reciprocating saw. Justin says it's a reciprocating saw. So does Jamie May. See? I was looking for something I didn't even know what it's legitimately called. So I don't even need to look at this. If I looked at that, it's like looking into Medusa's
eyes. It's like getting a left-handed coffee cup.
I'm going to turn into stone. There's no reason to look at that thing one bit. Reciprocating saw. Thank you. We have a lot of folks who listen to this radio show that are handy with power tools. It's good that one of the hosts of this show is not handy at all with any of these power tools and doesn't even know what the heck it's called. Do you have a favorite power tool? I don't.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift. Selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line podcast network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now.
We have a listener who you met, I think, were you in Springdale last week at All-American Steakhouse and Sports Theater?
Mm-hmm.
You met Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Chris is getting married tomorrow.
Congratulations. I met him and his pops. They hung out for a little bit. And, yeah, man, thanks for listening. But they seemed like good people. They were cool. Yeah.
He says that his bride-to-be is walking down the aisle to Something by the Beatles. Now, that's a good one. I think that's a nice choice. Congratulations, Chris, and good luck to you. And you obviously planned your wedding that wouldn't be during football season, but he asked if he doesn't have a lot of luck in convincing his bride to be that the wedding should be at Baumwalker Stadium. Oh, okay, it's too bad. Move there during the game. That's kind of funny. Yeah, if you're going to try to do this where you're keeping your friends in check and making sure that the sports fans get their sports on weekends, I mean, why are we just worried about football season? Why not? Well, now with Cal coaching Arkansas basketball every Saturday, it's going to be a must-see game, right? Isn't that the idea? No more rushing the court. Everybody else rushes the court if they beat you. And baseball is pretty much must-watch every weekend. So I don't think anybody that's a Razorback fan should be getting married, I'd say from about Labor Day through the end of the College World Series. So that means the only month that works for weddings in the state of Arkansas pretty much is just July, a little bit of August, when it's really comfortable for outdoor weddings.
I don't really have any advice on the whole wedding situation.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
Neither do I. I would just say good luck, and I guess leave it at that. Just about right. More folks asking about baseball tonight. I don't think it's going to be I think we might be dodging some raindrops, but it looks like the chances for rain have dwindled into the teens to the low 20s. So with a 6 o'clock first pitch, I think there's plenty of time that if you got to have a delay or two, you still can get the game in. And then the real question is, what happens tomorrow and or Sunday? You're supposed to have a 12 noon game tomorrow. Just think of the idea. If you're throwing this out as a potential thing that can happen. The 6 o'clock first pitch, dodging raindrops. Let's just say for some reason it's pushed to 7 o'clock. And then, you know, you play 2.5 hours or so, and then you got to come back the next day for a 12 noon game that might be a doubleheader. In that place, you're going to play three games pretty much in a 24-hour period, which I don't know if I'm sure it's happened before, but you would start at the Friday game at 7 then. It's a 6 o'clock, I'm just saying, just putting out a scenario. And then the doubleheader at 12, it would be 2 9-inning games, 45 minutes in between. Yeah, you would get in 28 innings in less than 24 hours, which I've done this before. We played back-to-back doubleheaders with the Travelers in 2002 against the A's AA team, but those were 7-inning games, not 9-inning games. When you're doing more than one inning per hour over a 24-hour period, you're playing a heck of a lot of baseball.
Well, you know, you have round two of the NFL draft, the first 100 picks. Round two and three, there's a lot of stars out there still. There's a lot of help, a lot of people that are going to come in. And so there's that's going. So that'd be good. And then you're going to see some Razorback guys go probably later than that, maybe three of them total. But the thing that I'll be watching that is an absolute – it's an instant classic is the LA Clippers and the Dallas Mavericks. The series is tied 1-1. It's the 4-5 matchup. It's star power. It's coaching power. There's athletes. I mean, this is a real basketball series. You should have seen Kyrie Irving and James Harden just getting after each other. Like, James Harden, he didn't get after anybody anymore. But they're going back because they were teammates in Brooklyn. They don't like each other, the way they play about it. And you can see the distaste for each other, and it makes it into a series. They're playing defense. They're being physical, making plays. That's on tonight. So I'll be checking that one out for sure.
Lakers are toast now, right?
Well, that game two, when they just put the dagger in your heart right there, you kind of knew. And it's the first time in the history of LeBron James's career that he's lost to a team 10 consecutive times out. So he's lost 10 straight games to the Denver Nuggets.
Wow.
And he's going to lose at least one more because it's 3-0 right now. I mean, they swept him last year in the playoffs as well.
And then what I saw, Giannis is out for the
Bucks. That series is neither one of those teams. It's a weird – the Pacers still don't – you know, I don't know how much your boy Aaron – Torres checks out. He's a basketball guy, but we'll get him before the Olympics. But you know, they got Haliburton as their point guard on the Olympic team. I still think that they were a Dame Lillard, a Brunson. There was a point guard out there. I don't know how much of a lock this USA Olympic team is. Now you still got stars. I mean, absolute stars. But the other world teams are catching up, and you need a point guard, a true guy that can handle it a little bit. So that'd be interesting as well.
The biggest surprise so far in the first round, the idea that Boston lost a game at home?
You know, that, yeah, a little bit. But the thing about the Boston Heat, that's a real series. That's a real rivalry. They play each other. They know each other so well. You know, it is because Butler wasn't playing. You know, you think. But the thing that I'll tell you, Phil, the last game, the Miami Heat shot 53% from the three-point line. That's not sustainable. They're not going to keep that up. So I think what you say as the Celtics is you're like, well, that we did our thing. If you're going to shoot, you're going to have to shoot 53% from behind the arc to beat us. And so I don't know that that's going to be sustainable. They could probably win another one in Miami, but I still got Boston in that series.
You know, you like to ask sometimes when somebody retires or is coming close to retirement, you think this guy's a Hall of Famer like Matt Ryan? We got into that earlier. Mm-hmm. I don't think he is a Hall of Famer. What about Spoelstra? What about
Eric Spoelstra with that?
Eric Spoelstra,
the Pat Riley. Have they won a championship since LeBron left? I don't know. They've
been to the finals a couple times.
I'm a Spo fan. I like Eric Spoelstra. I think he is well on his way. I put him up there with Rick Carlisle as far as NBA coaches that I really I'm a fan of. Spo, I think is OG. No question about it. I think he'll be in the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Man, you kind of forget how long he's been there.
I like Brad Stevens too, you know, but he's the GM now. When he got fired for doing things he shouldn't be doing with the owners, you know, and so they relieved him of his duties. But I thought Stevens might come back to coach this team, the Celtics team, because Jason Tatum, Phil, is a league MVP. That's Mike Trout right there. He's the best American basketball player in the game right now. And, he really is a league MVP type player.
Tell you what, if we end up not playing on Sunday, I need to put on one of the NBA playoff games. Look, I like basketball. I like basketball a lot. I haven't watched any regular season NBA. A lot of that is because I don't have a team to root for, mm-hmm. And my brain is too. Look, I mean, being a sports fan in today's age, there's so much to keep up with, and I got baseball on my mind with Arkansas. We got everything going on with the transfer portal for men's and women's basketball. The football portal is open. I think you just got a defensive back from Utah State that's from Marion.
The Aggies.
It's too much. It's so much to keep up with that I almost forget. And this is worldwide popular and everything, how popular the NBA playoffs are. And for everyone who will poo-poo the NBA for the regular season, well, here you go. And the playoffs have been, from what you're talking, it sounds like they've been really entertaining.
Yeah, some series you don't have to pay too much attention to. But some of them, yes. And they're only going to get more Fast and Furious, just like Vin Diesel does in the Fast and Furious series. If you keep watching... the Eastern Conference Finals, Western Conference Finals will be sick. But that's the beauty. And we talked a little bit about this off air, Phil, that if you're the Yankees and Jeter's on your team, you get to have Derek Jeter. Even if he strikes out, he gets to go back in the batter's box and hit again. That's the same in basketball. It's a two-man game. Your best players are going to be your highest volume shooters.
Feed the beast.
That's right. And baseball is so different because you have to wait eight outs before he gets to come back around. Instead of just think about it, he goes down the court, you let your best players shoot it. Make or miss, you get to let them shoot it again, you know, and it doesn't happen in baseball.
I always think to me, you say, well, here's our starting lineups for this sport or that sport, but a lineup, I think, first was made in baseball, and it's because you're going 1 through 9, and everybody mm-hmm. gets their turn. Starting lineup in football, hey, you know, everybody, it's in and
so
out.
So fluid.
Incredibly fluid, but you talk about in basketball, feed the beast. In football, you want to get the ball to your playmakers mm-hmm. as often as you possibly mm-hmm. can. You don't want to get the ball to the number 9 hitter. to the guy who can't make contact, but he's going to come up and hit at some point.
Yeah, and good offensive coordinators in football, you know, you move players around, you learn a position and then you learn another position, and they're able to move around and mismatch you up. That's why tight ends are so impactful in the game right now, because they're, you know, are you going to choose to put a guy out there to cover him, or are you going to choose to put a guy out there to stop the run? And then so it's a mismatched position.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.